As the North Sound Baykeeper at Bellingham's Resources for Sustainable Communities, Matt Krogh has been keeping an eye on plans for the proposed coal terminal at Cherry Point.
The proposal that we have on the books shows an 80-acre pile of coal, about 80 feet high. You know, it'll actually be piled up in rows and whatnot, but it's uncovered, it's exposed to the winds, and they'll be putting it right next to the Cherry Point Aquatic Reserve.
He says that alone is enough to want to stop it. But the proposal also has up to 18 huge trains a day rumbling in and out of Bellingham and across the state. Activists say they'll create traffic nightmares and leave toxic coal dust and diesel exhaust in their wake. They've banded together in a coalition called Power Past Coal.
Our goal is absolutely to stop this coal export proposal altogether. This one, the one in Longview, there's another one in the Port of Morrow.
That's Port of Morrow on the Oregon side of the Columbia River near the Tri-Cities. The company says it would create thousands of jobs and generate millions in tax and other revenues with these new export terminals. Many public officials have looked favorably on those goals. But the outcry from the public has caught the attention of authorities in charge of the proposal's environmental review. Tyler Schroeder, a planner with Whatcom County, says they called a special meeting to explain in depth how and when people can best register their concerns. He says the next few months will be crucial.
We anticipate scoping to start late spring, early summer, being June or even into July. And that'll be a really important step in the process for the public to be involved in.
Schroeder says the more specific the comments, the better. They can influence the content of the environmental impact statement, which will be key as state agencies such as the Department of Natural Resources and Ecology issue leases and permits that would enable the proposal to go forward. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.